Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hey everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we discuss the pros and cons of going to the mall, our $1 million idea for free samples, and we give you some tips and tricks for your next trip to the Olive Garden. Stick around, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hey, Corey.
Hi, Tyler.
What is poppin'?
What is poppin'?
Well, a lot's
what poppin'. What is snappin'? What is cracklin'? What is poppin'?
So, not much is snappin'. When was the last time you opened Snapchat? Do you use it for things and stuff? Guy stuff?
No. People... I don't send guy stuff. But occasionally this one guy still sends me guy stuff on Snapchat.
That's quite enough.
And I'll occasionally open it and I think, wow, he sent me that 6 months ago.
Okay, that's snapping. Okay, when's the last time you did crack?
Crackled my knuckles?
Yeah, sure.
When's right now? I'm cracking.
Bam! Somebody was cracking at the gym, and I realized cracking is contagious.
What is cracking? Their knuckles?
Yeah, like crack their neck. Oh. Like if I see somebody do it, I can't not do it. It's like an itch I have to scratch. Crack. Okay, and then pop. When was the last time you had pop?
You don't know? Oh.
Excuse me. What journey did you just go on?
That's not what I thought you were going to say, but then I got excited.
When was the last time you hung out with a poppy?
A pop.
Big old pop.
Well, they closed the Poppy Chulo bar at here in the city. Oh. So
rip.
It's been a while. Rip. I was going to say, I did have a Coke recently with my pizza I ordered.
Great. It's great to hear.
I guess that's the last time I had some pop.
And that's our weekly segment, Snap, Crackle, and Pop.
I was getting myself a cold pop.
Cold pop. At Mountain Dew. Anyway, what's new? Wait. How was your week? How was your weekend? What'd you do?
Bitch, before we move on to what's new, I just wanted to say, you know, last week when we were talking about having sex with your Apple Watch on?
Yeah, a lot of people chimed in on that.
A lot of people. I was going to say, I got a lot of messages in my DMs of people being all, I fuck with my Apple Watch on.
Yeah, well.
I couldn't believe.
People that I have hooked up with that use an Apple Watch have messaged me and said, well, I kept mine on when we blah blah blah. I said, oh, whoa.
You have hookups that listen to this podcast.
Hello, cycle fuckies.
Not cycle fuckies.
Well, hello.
Oh my god. Can you tag like a tandem workout?
What does that mean?
Via your Apple Watch, can you like tag a friend?
No.
Like if you're both doing a run together?
No. Okay. Maybe. I don't know. I don't do it though. I do see anytime somebody finishes like their exercise rings or something that I'm friends with. So,
God. I don't like understand anything about the exercise rings.
Anyway.
Or the steps rings.
Well, a lot of listeners were tweeting us and sending DMs saying, yes, they do. But it's not reliable for tracking the calories or, you know.
Should we invent an app that is trustworthy for tracking how many calories are burned during a romp.
A romp?
During a snap, crackle, and pop.
Well, I was thinking maybe a cock ring that you wear.
Yes.
And then
it
tracks how many thrusts. Kind of like a stepping thing. And it check.
Yeah, yeah. One step, two step.
Nope, not that. Like something you wear that tracks how many steps you've taken in a day. You know?
Oh.
But it's
but one step, two. That's literally one step, two step.
Oh, is that what that's called? No.
One thrust, two thrust?
No. I gotta get, like, when women at the mall are like, I gotta get my steps in.
Oh, God.
I'm talking men that are like, I gotta get my thrusts in.
Do you feel like Michigan specifically had a lot of mall walkers, or was that like a Midwest thing in general?
I think it's a Midwest thing because we recently went to, this past weekend, this Sunday, we went to Olive Garden, which the closest one is in a mall 30 minutes away. And so we were at that mall and we were walking around. We had all three of us had never been to that mall. And we were like, oh my God, remember malls? This is so fun. Like, this is what people would do. I'm like, yeah, I'm sure if we had a mall like that. I guess the Beverly Center is in West Hollywood.
I mean, I still, when I go to, I love the Westfield Mall downtown San Francisco.
Sure.
They got two pretzel places.
Hell yeah. Auntie Anne's who?
And a movie theater.
Oh yeah. It really does have it all. Well,
it really does.
Maybe, I don't think so. I don't think stepping women steppers. Mall walkers.
Women
steppers. I don't think mall walkers are Midwest specific. I just think there are more malls to be walked in.
Got it.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I'll stop going to the gym and I'll start going to the Westfield Mall to do my steps every day.
Probably cheaper. There are more Pokemon. But except if you, do you get tempted when you walk by a shop?
To do what? Buy things?
Go inside and buy.
No, I hate the mall. There, I said it. If I'm going to the mall, I'm going to three stores. I'm going to go in and out. I know exactly what I want. If I walk into the store and I don't see something that I want, like I can be in and out in like 5 minutes.
Oh, no, no,
I never just like walk by and think, oh, I should go in there.
I am
if
there
I'm
for
at the mall,
hours.
Oh, no, not for me. Not today, Satan.
And I don't really have a mission. Like, I don't really have a rhyme or reason to where I'm going in the mall. I want to go down every path so I can think,
disgusting.
Do I need to go in there? Do I need to go in Papyrus?
No.
Do I need to in Tivana and try some tea samples? Maybe.
That's why I hate going to the mall with you. Going to that basement food court at the Westfield Mall, you would sample everything. Before you'd even order, and I'd be halfway done with my Charlie sub.
You gotta do a sample lap. That's, what is this, amateur hour? Are you new?
Get a Costco membership. Go to Sam's.
I would love to. You know, somebody tweeted, but they're on private. I follow them and they're on private, so I couldn't retweet it. But they tweeted a very incredible idea. And it was, imagine, Trader Joe's.
Yeah, heard of her.
You know how they have a sample? Every day. There's like one, they have one thing that's the sample of the day.
No, I don't go to Trader Joe's that often.
Okay, well.
There's not one nearby.
They have that. And so imagine a text alert that's like, hey, it's Trader Joe's. Today's sample is this. I would sign up for that.
And then you would walk there just to have that sample?
It might persuade me to go in. It might be the straw on the camel's back, baby.
Oh, to have one cheese curd. Oh.
Well, anytime I'm by a Trader Joe's, I'll walk in, even if I don't need anything, because they also have little samples of coffee. So like if I'm like, I would love just like a little splash
ridiculous.
Of coffee. I'll go straight to the coffee sample and get my coffee sample and leave. If I'm walking by, I might as well. Hello. Or what? What's wrong with that?
Yeah, I just don't have that time in the day.
No, I'm saying if I'm walking by, if it's on,
I'm not gonna make a special trip to Trader Joe's to try their one granola bar.
Well, if I'm in the complex that TJ's at,
that's been cut into six pieces.
Well, you can do a few laps, add a mustache.
Although, I mean, I think you and I, though, when I was there for Thanksgiving, we did go pretty ham on that cheese sample station at the Pavilions in West Hollywood.
Doesn't sound like me.
Oh, bitch, you tried all the, like, apricot spreads. You had
yeah, but the difference is I. You know what? So most of the time, 99% of the time, I'm like, I give them the time of day of like acting like I'm gonna buy whatever the hell they're doing.
Oh, God.
I'm like, now what is this one?
You.
And how many are servings you rehearsing? Do you think I could do with this? And does this come in other flavors? Where can I find this in the store?
Are you rehearsing for a roll?
I would rehearse for a roll with some butter. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, I guess I can be if you want. If that's the transition you're trying to make.
No. Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch & Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
Tell me your role story.
Which role story? Well, the closest thing to a role I had was the breadsticks at Olive Garden. They were to die
for. Oh, yeah.
For.
Did you have a gift card?
No, but I had 5 breadsticks. I was so stoned.
Wow.
Out of my mind. And then Nick and Ryan were like, "We're going to go smoke outside. Do you want to come?" I was like, "No, I can't."
The three of you got up and left the table?
No. I said, "No, I'll stay right here to have the table, and plus I've already smoked enough. I'm good for the moment." So there I was, just sitting alone with all the breadsticks, and what am I supposed to do? I had to like act busy, so I just kept eating. And then before I knew it, I had all the breadsticks.
I told you, you know, at Olive Garden, it's one person's specific job to just do all breadsticks all day, all the time.
That's dream job. When people ask me what my dream job is, that's dream job.
You don't get to sample every third stick.
You don't know me? Well,
do you dip the breadsticks in the like Italian dressing that comes on the salad?
Yes. See, they were literally the boys I was with, amateurs. They were like, "Should we get cuz you can get like marinara and ranch like dips."
No.
And you pay for that. Like, grow up. No. I said, "Well, just you wait, because I'm getting unlimited soup salad breadstick, and I'm going to get unlimited salad with that, which means I'm going to get unlimited sauce with that."
It's not called sauce. It's dressing. Called dressing.
It's dressing, you know.
Can I get a little more salad sauce?
And our waiter loved us because we were funny and high, and so he gave us each 2 Andes mints.
Did you get a Diet Coke?
No. Maybe. Oh, I certainly must have.
Fuck. I'm wet for Olive Garden right now.
I'm telling you. OG is the OG.
That sounds so good.
We had an hour wait, though.
No.
And I said, okay, let's go to Build-A-Bear. And so we went to Build-A-Bear and we looked around. Nathan made me go check if they had a specific Disney Build-A-Bear in stock.
Oh, God, I'm sure he did.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I think I saw this adventure on your story.
We were busy.
Yeah. The last time I went to the Olive Garden, we sat in one of those, the bar area that was all first come, first serve.
I did not know they had that.
Well, the one I went to here did, and some woman accused us of cutting in front of her at the first-come, first-serve bar waiting area. And I thought, oh, honey, no, just because we got to the table before you and sat down. Mm. I said, that's literally how this section works.
Well, that's very similar to Cheesecake Factory. A lot of people don't know the rules and regulations of chain first-come, first-serve, first-in, first-out.
Well, I think that's all of the rest of you. You learned like mathematics and English in high school. We learned
Corey and I.
We learned the ins and outs of chain restaurants.
You know how people are like, they need to teach us real life skills at school, like how to do your taxes, how to write a
budget,
how to swipe. What's it called? To swipe in. Swing in? The word? When you
Swoop.
Thank you. Swoop in for a table at a chain.
Swoop, there it is.
How do you feel about... swoop, there it is.
My high school... my
How do you feel about when the table has like a little box that you can type in what, like, not type in, but like select the things that you want to order or like push it if you need someone's attention?
Yes.
Yeah.
I am here for that.
I agree.
And then you just pay at that too, and you don't even have to talk to anybody.
But it's nice because it's not replacing anybody's job. It's just like moving the process along.
Streamlining the process.
Because a lot of people are afraid of automation, baby.
Nobody's afraid of automation. Everybody wants a sex robot.
I don't. Well, I do. Well, sex robots already exist. Are you familiar with the vibrator?
Hello. No, I'm talking full body realness.
Oh, well, you can tape a vibrator to a dummy.
You can put a hoodie on your pillow.
You can put your pillow in a hoodie and then tape a vibrator to it.
You can put the blankets down to sweatpants.
You can wrap your hoodie with a puka shell necklace to rip off. What are you talking about?
You can make a hanger into the shoe to make it look like feet.
You could really just like spit on a pillow and like you're spitting on a face.
You could use a watermelon as a dummy's face.
Sure. You could just fuck a watermelon. You could. I have.
You heard it, you're here.
It was seedless before. It wasn't seedless after. You know what I'm saying, ladies?
You know what they say? Swoop, there it is.
Summer is here and the watermelons are getting seeded.
Is that what you call the watermelon crawl?
What is the watermelon crawl? This is something you've always talked about. Maybe we've done about it on the podcast, but what is it, baby?
I'm gonna do a definitive ranking of all the popular dances.
Save it because this is our next collab.
Follow me on Twitter.
No.
You and I try every dance. Is this just like the Just Dance video we had to do years ago?
I don't really remember what you're talking about. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good times. That was actually a fun video, I think.
Great oldies.
Good times, great oldies.
Did you have more or less fun doing the Just Dance video with me or with Jesse J?
You. Well, actually, Jesse J was fun, but I was sweating. You know how I get.
Well, yeah. Well,
you know I sweat.
Drippy baby.
Well, not anymore with my Capri diaper. It can only drip so far. It still stays in. Huggies all the way down.
Is it one? Did I make this up? Where there used to be diapers that, like, when a kid peed in it, it would change
color
outside so that you could see.
It's like a mood ring, but with a diaper with piss.
Yeah. Well, some people are in the mood for piss.
Or isn't it like some clothes, when they get wet, it changes into colors?
Yeah.
Well, that's, who would want that?
Well, it's usually like bathing suits.
Okay, but like, what if you piss yourself?
Well, if you like pit out in your shirt, it's going to change color.
Yeah. Or if you get like
so
under
all clothing
sweat.
Does that. Do you get under boob
Some
sweat?
People do, and I'm looking out for them. If you're not voting with the most marginalized in mind, then you are not a good citizen.
You're part of the problem.
You're part of the problem. I'm here for the people that sweat in places that they don't want to sweat. So thank you.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bull & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Now, how did you feel about Elizabeth Warren saying horse-face lesbian?
I found it shocking. I found it genuinely shocking because I wasn't watching the debates because I was out doing Pokemon raids. Oh,
you missed out.
Well, I was recording them at home, but then when home, I got on Twitter and I was like, oh God, my whole timeline is debate clips and things. The only one I opened, it was literally a 2-second clip of Elizabeth Warren saying what?
A horse-faced lesbian. She was quoting Bloomberg.
Well, it was very out of context, and that's all I heard. I said, is this a deep fake? Like, what? How, did somebody... is this like a voice
bitch thing? That happened within 3 minutes of the debate starting.
So then I watched
literally
clips, and then I was
how
like,
the
oh
whole
God.
Thing kicked off.
It was chaotic.
I loved it. It was chaotic good.
It was something. Do you listen to The Daily podcast?
No. I only listen to Psychobabble, and everyone who's listening should only listen to Psychobabble.
Okay, sure. All I was going to say was, I guess there's no point to this. I listen to The Daily, and I love it. It's like, I think it's New York Times or Washington Post. I think it's New York Times. But it's like really interesting stories. There was a story about Michael Bloomberg, because I feel like I get a really opinionated, biased perspective on a lot of
Twitter feed
based on who I follow, and so like it's really nice to follow or to listen to like podcasts like that at least try to give me like just the facts, not like fuck this guy or you know fuck that
yeah,
girl.
yeah
and it is wild. He's spent $500 million I think so far to like buy his way into the election. It's kind of scary, and it reminds me of what we had to deal with Trump, and I'm like, I know everyone, it's a time, the primaries are a good time to feel it out and like figure out who you love, but it's kind of scary how America is like, anybody that wants to just fuck with the entire system really can just do what they want if they have the money to do it.
Yeah, I mean, especially in a time where everybody's like saying, the majority of the people are saying like, I'm going to vote for the Democratic nominee no matter what, because it's the lesser of two evils or whatever. But like Bloomberg could clearly just play up to that running as on the Democratic Party, knowing that people would say that they would vote for the Democrat no matter what.
Right.
And that's exactly what I think he's doing.
I just don't get, if he's got all this unlimited resources, why didn't he run as a Republican and try to primary Trump so that Trump has to waste all of his finances on going up against somebody who clearly has the money to go up against Trump? And wasting his time over there, not wasting our time over here. Anyway, we don't have to talk about this. So this is
not a sexy
psychobabble topic.
Elizabeth Warren like killed him though.
Oh my God, eviscerated. Like yeah. You don't have to like Warren. You don't have to like anybody right now. But like you can't.
Points were made.
You can't deny she fucking took him to town. I kind of was living. If you haven't watched the clips, oh my God.
Get on.
But you know what? And I haven't decided if I love Bernie or Warren more. But what I will say is that proved to me, bitch, like a lot of the people talking about like the debates and the performances and blah, 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 blah. A lot of people are talking about, okay, well, does that mean that they're ready to go up against Trump? That showed me, bitch, she can take Trump to task.
I I just don't see a world where Trump's going to be willing to debate whoever wins the Democratic nomination.
I
thought that
too. I was like, why would he waste his time?
There is no world in which he's going to take a stage and debate anybody.
I think he is so obsessed with attention that it will be hard for him to not do it, even though he knows it will be public humiliation. And I feel like he might have like a public humiliation kink. A lot of people have that. You know about that?
Well, he should wear his mood ring diaper then.
On the stage? Maybe, okay, sure.
Well, you know he's into piss play.
He's into photoshopping his hands a little bit bigger.
Mm. Well, the moral of this story is no matter who you're supporting, make sure you're registered to vote.
Sure.
Because, bitch, I was looking at the list. Did you know that, like, not even 50% of eligible voters vote? Not even 50%.
Yeah, it's pretty scary that people...
That's like, you're like...
The real thing that's scary is people feel like politics doesn't affect them. Like, everything that you do, every part of your day that you are interacting with society is decisions that have been made for you by politicians. Whether it's like the food you eat, the roads you drive on, the school you go to, the cost of your... fucking, what were those things called? Student loans.
Tuition.
The tuition, how much you get paid, how much you are protected against your employer. Like, everything that you have to deal with, the taxes you pay, it affects you how you vote. So, like, bitch, if you sit it out, then don't fucking complain about anything.
No, I was just, when I saw that, I was, like, thinking, I was like, if I'm taking Muni downtown, or if, I'm on the bus, like, just looking around and realizing that, like, 50% of the people on that space with me, like, aren't going to vote. I was baffled.
I think people just need to realize that it affects them. So if you are listening and you already know that voting is important, remind the people in your life that feel like it doesn't affect them, that, bitch, it affects them anyway.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
I feel like, shouldn't we talk about something fun?
Yeah. Can you believe we got gooped by Rihanna?
About why?
Well, because she posted on her fucking story to 2020 as if, like, something was happening, and she was just announcing her own fucking birthday.
Oh, that was it?
Yeah, and then she deleted the Instagram because people like me assumed she was dropping an album because fuck your birthday.
I'm over it. I don't care anymore.
I mean,
today's
the 20th.
I'm not anticipating any pop queens releasing anything. Like, I'm done with, like, hope, you know, stupid love.
Who's hope?
Hope. Stupid love is never coming out. Like, well, I'm Gaga is very busy promoting lipstick, and
she's very busy promoting her new boyfriend.
Well, she posted my new lipstick that doesn't smear when you make out. But girl, she posted a picture with her boyfriend. She's wearing the lipstick and it's all over his face.
Really?
So do the math.
I mean, when it comes to makeup, I just think I am so glad that I've never dated someone who wears makeup and I have to deal with getting it all over me.
I wonder that. It's like, girl, does it not get on everything? All your clothes, on your face?
I mean, everyone's in charge of you do you and, like, whatever. But I just think when I see people wiping lipstick off their face, I think, thank God I don't have to deal with that. Thank God.
Speaking of which, this is actually a perfect transition.
Is it about a witch?
No. Speaking of which... Well, kind of, actually. And you just said goop. We are really in sync. Gwyneth Paltrow. hosted a celebrity dinner party where everyone had to be makeup free. Is that not, we just really had an exactly perfect transition. You said Goop. You were talking about makeup. You're talking about what else? Witch. So
was Alicia Keys there?
You know, I don't know. Demi Moore, Rumor Willis, Kate Hudson, Rachel Zoe.
Demi Moore, isn't that Rumor Willis's mom?
Yeah. Everybody was there. Okay. All of your favorite witches. No Goop, no Glow.
I mean, they do this on The Real Housewives all the time.
Like, do you want me to be impressed?
They had a no wig party on the Atlanta.
Okay.
Everyone had to come with their natural hair.
You know what? Whatever people want to do, good for them, I guess. Should we have a no makeup party?
What would the gay version of this be?
Now, that's a good question.
You can't have your whole trainer in at dinner.
Your what?
Whole trainer.
What is a whole trainer?
It's like a butt plug. You know, trains are whole. Take it out. You can't wear it to my dinner party.
Do you have one in right now?
And I'll be checking to make sure you took it out.
Yeah, how is this regulated? Can I not have my
check?
I'm going to wear my dick thrust counter.
Okay, yeah. None of that.
Why not? What? What about, okay, you cannot wear your mood rings to my mitzvah. Yeah. No mood ring mitzvah.
What would a gay's version of this be?
I don't know.
I guess just whole trainers. It is. I guess I'll get you a whole trainer for your birthday.
Stop it. No. What about, like, you can't log into Grindr during dinner?
I mean, I guess just, like, put your phone in a stack on the table or
a
whatever.
Or in a sack. When people are like, okay, we'll put them all in a stack, and whoever needs to grab their phone first has to pay.
I always win that game. Yeah. Take my phone. I don't fucking want it.
I am very fine with that.
Unless I'm playing Pokemon Go.
I got bullied by a friend because I was sending them a video as I was walking to the gym today, and I was talking to them, and it kept vibrating. And
because Pokemon were near?
Because I was using my Pokemon Go, like my mobile, like little button thing, my Pokemon Go Plus, and it vibrates anytime, like a Pokestop or a Pokemon or anything. And he was like, "What is that vibrating?" And I was like, "Oh, it's my Pokemon Go Plus." And he goes, "I thought you had a pager." I was like, "No, girl, worse." He's like, "Do you use that ironically?" I'm like, "No, this is who I am."
Do you use it as a cock ring?
It's not like that. What do you mean?
I thought it's a little bracelet.
Oh, yeah, but I don't wear it as a bracelet.
Where do you wear it?
I just hold it, the thing. It's like the face of a watch, and I just hold it. And I push the button when I need to push it.
Oh, you have to like push the button, though?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
You would love it. It's nice.
I guess I'll put it on my birthday wish list.
Sure. Okay. It's a great gift if you need to gift yourself something.
Well, Gift of a Friend by Demi Lovato.
Yeah. A classic. Anyway, is that all we have for today? I think,
No.
What?
Oh, wait, I was confirming that Gift of a Friend is a Demi Lovato song.
It is a Demi Lovato song. It's the one that goes...
I can't say I've ever listened to it. I really can't say I've ever listened
to
it.
It's Celtic.
Well...
It gives
Aren't you lucky.
It gives you Irish vocals.
Oh, I do love that.
You know, I went to prom my senior year with a Irish step dancer.
Did he pick a rose from your mother's garden?
No, different person. She did not
disappoint.
She did not Irish step
teach
dance
me the moves.
Prom.
Well, that's
false advertising.
That seems like false advertising. How could she not?
Did your school have like fun ways to ask people to prom?
No, I'm old. We were not around when promposals were a thing.
Oh, well, I asked her, I put a message in the bottom of a tub of butter. I scooped it all out, put the message in, and I put the butter back in. and I put on her front porch the tub of butter with a spoon.
It gets butter.
And I said the message was prom would be butter if you came with me or something like that. I don't know.
You should have told me this story when I was asking for your role story earlier. Oh,
well, there were no roles harmed in the making of this promposal.
Was it butter or was it I can't believe it's not butter?
It was I can't believe.
Wow.
I wonder what the message believe. Was. I think at the top of it, it just said dig.
My high school invented teen pregnancy and yours invented prom. And yours invented promposals.
Okay, well. You know, that's...
Times. That's, it was the best of times. It was the worst of times.
That's what happens when you live on the wrong side of the tracks, Hanny.
We didn't have tracks.
We had tracks. You know the story of the guy that his car... He got in a car accident on the train track, and then a train was coming. He sat next to me in psychology, and one day I looked over at him. His whole face was bruised. I said, what happened to you? He got hit by a train.
He would have died. People who get hit by trains don't live.
Well,
holes that get hit by trainers don't live.
Okay. I think that's enough. We gotta go. Corey, I feel like you have to remind the people of something, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, great. Awesome.
You're welcome.
Thanks. I was just gonna say that this summer I am playing in a Survivor charity thing. I played in it a couple years ago. It was super great. It's in Minnesota, and all of the contestants who play have a charity that they play for. And depending on how well you do in the Survivor weekend, you can win more charity for your money, more money for your charity. And I just wanted to tell everyone that I am playing again this year for Andy's Angels, which is a Michigan charity that helps support opiate abuse and provide support for those suffering, as well as education to their family, which is something super near and dear to my heart. I'm going to put in my Instagram, I'll put a story up on Tuesday when this comes out, showing you of how you can donate. But any amount will do. A couple bucks here and there will make a huge difference. And yeah, I would love you forever if you were willing to support. So I just wanted to share that here on the podcast.
You did the same charity the last time you did it, correct?
Yes, I did it 2 years ago, and they invited me to come back and play again because it was such a fun weekend, and I honestly made some really cool friends. And I think I got close to, I think it was like $1,600 last year. So I'm looking to beat that.
I think we can do it.
And yeah, every little bit helps. You can, there'll be a website that I'll put in my story that you can swipe up for, but you can also just like Venmo them a couple bucks, which is super awesome. And then you don't have to pay any additional like fees or processing fees or anything like
but
that.
But I will say this, if you donate, if you're listening and you're, if you want to donate, make sure like maybe there's a place to put like your name or a message or something. Say that you're a Psychobabble listener and maybe we'll do some shout outs next week of people that donate that put that in the like the thing. But I also $1,600 that's what you did last year.
Yeah,
let's pass that.
I'm pretty sure
all it takes is 160 of us donating $10. Bam. I think that's very easy. Wow. Psychobabble listeners, let's beat the goal.
Oh my god, you're so sweet.
It's a good cause.
But yeah, it's a great cause. All the money that they raise goes to the charities directly, which is cool. And yeah, they bring together like 18 or 20 different contestants, and everyone's playing for a different charity that is like near and dear to their heart.
It's Survivor?
So, yeah, it's like the TV show Survivor.
And can people like watch this later?
Yes, you can. They tape it. They put it up on their YouTube channel. I can link you to the last time I played when I didn't do so great. Actually, I did do great. People just voted me out because I was too fucking likable, which I guess is a good problem to have.
You know, I have never thought that about you. So I don't know.
I don't think anyone on the podcast has either. So surprise, surprise.
Yeah, weird. Okay, everyone go donate. It's Corey's link in his Instagram bio.
Oh my god, you're so sweet.
Corey, where can people find you? What is your Instagram?
Oh my god, I guess this time I'll
have to use your real one, I guess.
My real one, since we're directing people there. It's at Corey Cool, KoreyKuhl. Yeah. Tyler, where can people find you?
I'm Corey Cool, KoreyKuhl.
You can't even spell my first name. That's why this whole time. This is why to this day I'm saved in your phone as K Cool.
You're not. No, I actually changed that.
What?
Yeah, you're no longer K Cool. You're Corey Cool.
What? Oh my God. Yeah. Wow, times have changed. Times have changed. Welcome to a new decade.
Can everyone that's listening update their phones so that, like, you're... You know when people have it, like, this person has a new picture and name, you can add, you can update your thing. I love that. That's all.
Yeah, I just always click yes, and I take whatever that. They tell me.
Yes. Give me a cute unless picture of you.
Unless it's someone like my roommate who I'm bullying because I have a bad picture of him saved.
Yeah, sure.
And for you, too, I have a picture of you as Lady Gaga.
Plus,
from like
if you're like somebody from Grindr or Tinder, your last name needs to remain Grindr or Tinder. I don't want to figure out who you are.
How many from at Grindrs or at Tinders do you have in your phone?
Enough. It's actually convenient because if you're ever thinking, who should I hit up? You can just type in Grindr into your address book and there's a whole list of every.
There is no way in hell that you know who those people actually are.
Yes, I have notes for them in their name.
Oh, do
you?
You
can open it and you can see, I can read what I've previously thought about.
It's like Steve / BDD.
What is BDD? Big Dick Daddy.
Big Dick Daddy. Oh my God.
Okay, we have to go. We are over.
All right, goodbye. Later. Bye.